Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which university students are talking about the profession they are training for. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H how each speaker feels about their course. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about future prospects for those on the course. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Medicine's been one of the most in-demand subjects for ages now, but a medical course is no picnic. Anyway, they say your performance after graduation counts for more than how you do in your studies. You need to specialise, and then it's your references, plus the general regard for you as a doctor, plus what you've published that'll get you the post or not, as the case may be. And if I slog to gain the theoretical knowledge, but don't keep abreast of things later in the course when I'm out on the wards, then I can forget about becoming a doctor.
Speaker 2.
Studying law is an experience that only other students of law will appreciate. We're all agreed that we're finding it highly competitive, and we're weighed down with reading stuff like case reports. They have these codes on them, which seem baffling, but with a bit of lateral thinking, I've deciphered them, and since then, using them's been a breeze. Some people on the course are from families with a history of law practitioners, so they've got the assurance of a ready position awaiting them with established networks. And though there are hundreds of law firms on the lookout for trainees, there's no guarantee of getting to be a mover and shaker in court. I've heard the greatest scope is in areas like international and cyber law.
Speaker 3.
I was told with the variety of topics and computers, there's a place for everyone. Apparently, the days when only mathematical geniuses made a mark in the field are gone. But the course is getting some people down. It's very much a same-size-fits-all approach, and some people are struggling. I'm managing to stay ahead of the game, though. Finding a job's not supposed to be difficult, though you can get lost among the millions who are mere cogs in the wheel of a huge corporation. We've been warned it won't be lucrative unless we carve out a niche area of expertise for ourselves, so we're not expecting our studies to bear fruit immediately or anything.
Speaker 4.
Management courses became rather too popular some time ago, resulting in a throng of graduates who exceeded the demand of the market. It takes more than just perspiration to climb the corporate ladder, but I'm now prepared for that. A manager has to be a people person in order to meet the needs of the situation, and this adaptability is wanting in many otherwise high achievers. My course director told us he couldn't assure us we'd get an attractive salary package by the end of it, but we would be thinking differently. The big picture of management is gradually unfolding, and it's grueling trying to get the hang of it, but fulfilling at the same time.
Speaker 5.
I've realised that education isn't just about picking up practical stuff so I can sell myself on the job market. After signing up to study language and linguistics, I've gained a handle on other stuff and insights into the diversity of life way beyond what you'd think. It's taking a while to cotton on to how to manage my study time and all that, but I'm getting there. Graduates tend to find employment relatively easily if they're not too fussy what area they work in, but if you actually want to make a career in linguistics, the odds are pretty long. Anyway, I'm hoping to carry on to do postgraduate work, then I'll see.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker 1.
Medicine's been one of the most in-demand subjects for ages now, but a medical course is no picnic. Anyway, they say your performance after graduation counts for more than how you do in your studies. You need to specialise, and then it's your references, plus the general regard for you as a doctor, plus what you've published, that'll get you the post or not, as the case may be. And if I slog to gain the theoretical knowledge, but don't keep abreast of things later in the course when I'm out on the wards, then I can forget about becoming a doctor.
Speaker 2.
Studying law is an experience that only other students of law will appreciate. We're all agreed that we're finding it highly competitive, and we're weighed down with reading stuff like case reports. They have these codes on them, which seem baffling, but with a bit of lateral thinking, I've deciphered them, and since then, using them's been a breeze. Some people on the course are from families with a history of law practitioners, so they've got the assurance of a ready position awaiting them with established networks. And though there are hundreds of law firms on the lookout for trainees, there's no guarantee of getting to be a mover and shaker in court. I've heard the greatest scope is in areas like international and cyber law.
Speaker 3.
I was told with the variety of topics and computers, there's a place for everyone. Apparently, the days when only mathematical geniuses made a mark in the field are gone. But the course is getting some people down. It's very much a same-size-fits-all approach, and some people are struggling. I'm managing to stay ahead of the game, though. Finding a job's not supposed to be difficult, though you can get lost among the millions who are mere cogs in the wheel of a huge corporation. We've been warned it won't be lucrative unless we carve out a niche area of expertise for ourselves, so we're not expecting our studies to bear fruit immediately or anything.
Speaker 4.
Management courses became rather too popular some time ago, resulting in a throng of graduates who exceeded the demand of the market. It takes more than just perspiration to climb the corporate ladder, but I'm now prepared for that. A manager has to be a people person in order to meet the needs of the situation, and this adaptability is wanting in many otherwise high achievers. My course director told us he couldn't assure us we'd get an attractive salary package by the end of it, but we would be thinking differently. The big picture of management is gradually unfolding, and it's grueling trying to get the hang of it, but fulfilling at the same time.
Speaker 5.
I've realised that education isn't just about picking up practical stuff so I can sell myself on the job market. After signing up to study language and linguistics, I've gained a handle on other stuff and insights into the diversity of life way beyond what you'd think. It's taking a while to cotton on to how to manage my study time and all that, but I'm getting there. Graduates tend to find employment relatively easily if they're not too fussy what area they work in, but if you actually want to make a career in linguistics, the odds are pretty long. Anyway, I'm hoping to carry on to do postgraduate work, then I'll see.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.